You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Next, we're headed out to Vacaville to hear from the Uncuffed team at Solano State Prison.
From Solano State Prison,
this is Uncuffed.
Julian Glenn Paget, also known as Luke, is an actor, a writer, and a former producer for Uncuffed. He's also a dancer. His fellow producer, Brian Thames, interviewed him for this piece from the Uncuffed archives.
I met Luke on a prison yard nearly 20 years ago, and upon getting to know one another, I came to consider him a friend. But during all of our conversations about politics, religion, philosophies, and quite frankly, ourselves, I never knew that he was a ballet dancer, nor that the graceful movements that he'd learned as a child quite possibly helped to save his life.
There was a boys club in Cincinnati, downtown Cincinnati. I said, hey, Mom, I want to learn how to box. She's like, okay. So she takes me down to the boys club. And there was a man there who had a lot to do with boxing, right next door to a ballet school. So what she did was, my lovely mom, may she rest in peace, she put me into ballet class. And that was the most horrifying, painful, whatever adjective you want to put on it, that you can imagine. And I walked out so angry that day. I said, Mom, I thought you were going to put me in a boxing class. She says, you'll get there. So here I am. It's okay to laugh, man. It's all right. I see you over there stifling the laugh. Don't stifle it. You know you were laughing. You're not laughing with me either. You're laughing at me.
Oh, so. No, I'm with you, Luke.
It's okay, bro. I don't mind because I can take it now. I'm older now. I can take it.
Okay.
So I started at 5, and I have vivid memories at 6 years old of being just so unhappy putting on tights after school. Then one day my tights fell out of my backpack. I was called I was called punk, I was called sissy, I was called,
Why did you continue with the dancing?
I found something that I loved doing.
So here's the thing. What I want you to do, or what I'd like for you to do, is recall for me the riot that happened at Lancaster. What year was that? 2001, 2000?
2001, between 2000.
How about the early 2000s? Let's just say
right. I didn't go out to meet anybody that day. I just went outside. I wanted to get some fresh air.
Recreation. Right.
And I noticed that I stepped out, and at the time, they shut the door really fast. And I thought that was odd. I could feel this thing building around me. I could feel this thing building up to an explosion of energy. And that's the best way that I can describe it, like a boom. And then everything just lit. I heard screams, and there were some other people in front of us. And these guys are getting up, turning around, two people tackling them, running into them, punching them, kicking them, stabbing them. And that's when the screams came in, because before that everything was just a little bit happening in slow motion. And then things started to speed up. And then when everything sped up, I found myself defending myself. My body instinctively went back to things that I was taught in boxing, and went back to things that I was taught in dance, and definitely dance.
Really? Dance?
Well, yeah, I wasn't just moving. I was moving with purpose. There were movements, there were more dancing, there was more spinning, there was more leaping, there was more rolling, there was more just, it wasn't what the other guys were doing. Did I know I was dancing? No, but I'm glad that I took all those ballet classes. I'm glad that I learned how to dance. I'm glad that I played football. I'm glad that I had a feeling in my body that said, do this, do that. Because I was watching guys, literally, vital organs were being cut Men were life-flighted. I was one who wasn't life-flighted. And I 100% today believe that it was because of my ability to dance.
That was Julian Glenn Paget talking with Uncuffed producer Brian Thames back in 2018. Brian is still at Solano. Julian Glenn has transferred to another California prison. Uncuffed is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The producers fact-check content to the best of their ability, and all content is approved by an information officer. You can listen to more stories from Uncuffed at our website, kalw.org/uncuffed. And if you want to support the KALW team that makes Uncuffed, you can text the word Uncuffed to 44321 and choose your donation amount. That's the word Uncuffed to the number 44321. And thanks.